Hi, and welcome to the Positivity Podcast. This podcast focuses on connecting with people from all different backgrounds and walks of life from around the world. Throughout this podcast, you'll listen to people's stories, their experiences, the trials and tribulations that they've overcome, why they do what they do, and current trends. Topics may vary from personal development, mindset, people sharing stories, authors, coaches, ex-military personnel, professionals, and everyday people in walks of life. I hope you enjoy this podcast as I aim to connect with people for them to share their story, their experiences, and why they do what they do, because I have a deep interest in humans and providing valuable content to the audience. If you would like to be on this podcast, you can email me at thepositivitypodcast@gmail.com in the notes. You can connect with me on social media in the notes, positivity94 on the Instagram. If there's any tips, any advice, any feedback, I would highly appreciate it. So let's get into the show. Thank you for your support, and I hope you enjoy this episode. Subscribing really helps, and you know, I appreciate all your support. Hope you enjoy this show.
Tuning in, trying to find out how to win. Go along and tell a friend. Marathon, you know the game. Keep on running, never end. Getting better, make amends. Adam got it, Adam got it, Adam got it, Adam got it. Positivity. Positivity.
Tune in. Odin, it's a pleasure to have you back on the podcast again. How are you doing?
I'm very well, man. How are you? How have you been?
Yeah. Been all good, sir. Been all good. And you know, it's always good to have you on. And I thought, like we said today, a few topics. We're going to try and talk about communication, love, and relationships. And, you know, I think communication, we can start off with that if you like. You know, communication's, you know, really important in a relationship. You know, we have to communicate with ourselves, tune into ourselves, you know ourselves. And I think, you know, communication is one of the make or break things in a relationship. You know, if people aren't listening, communicating effectively, or they don't communicate at the right time, then it can cause a lot of problems. Like, what do you think about, like, around communication, you know, with ourselves or with relationships? What do you think?
Well, I really believe that communication is one of the main keys to a successful relationship. It's a very important key, as without a clear communication, it's impossible to understand one another, because we need to understand that each person is different than another. We cannot know another without a good communication, without explaining self, without explaining how you think and explaining it out. For example, some people might get offended from the partner, or from anyone, even not even only a partner. You need to explain. I felt, oh, my mind is telling me that you have said 1, 2, 3 because it's like this. So my mind have made the analyzation, and it really thinks that you are, for example, did this for that purpose. So is it like this? So the other party then comes up and explain it. That's a healthy communication. So I really believe that communication is a very, very important over here, because we are different. We need to understand that a relationship is between two or more. It's not only one. Plus, however, even before communicating with the other, first you need to begin with the self. You need to have a very good communication with the self as well, not only another. Communication with the self, you need to start asking questions to yourself. Because we really need to understand that you and the self are two different, but at the end, yet one. But we really need to run a conversation with our own self. We need to, in order to understand how things are going, we need to ask questions. If we feel a certain emotion, we need to ask ourselves, why are we feeling this? In order for answer to pop up, we need to ask. So therefore, communication is really, really important. In order for you to explain to another, you need to explain to yourself in order for you to be able to explain it for another. Otherwise, that communication is going to be fail over here. So first, you communicate with yourself. You understand self. You have a very good picture of your own self. Why are you feeling like this? Why are you having that certain type of emotion? You organize it. You communicate it outside. Once you communicate it outside, you can understand the other party as well. So over here, explaining yourself, that's very important. I really believe that.
Yeah, I think they're really great points. And I think, like you said, a lot of, you know, communication, you have to kind of be quite mindful, would you say, with, you know, like your thoughts and your energy, what's going on with you, what you might be picking up from the other person. And how you communicate that across to them, you know, without probably causing offense, or like everyone has, you know, insecurities, yes. You know, yes. And sometimes like if the other person's feeling a certain way or they're picking up on something and they're not communicating to you, but do you know what I mean? If you're tuning into them and you pick up on something, you know, there's that kind of communication of energy as well.
I very much agree. The thing is, everyone comes from a different place. It doesn't have to be a different country. No, a different place means a different home. So everyone is have a different habit. Everyone have a different understanding. Everyone, so in order to have a relationship with one another, you need to make a very clear things to make things clear. Like, for example, in my understanding, this really offends me. So you need to make it out clear. Maybe to that other person, it's not. Maybe it's normal. Maybe that's how he grew up. For example, this is normal. But for you, it's hurtful. So you need to make it out clear. You need to have a good communication and say no. You need to pinpoint things. You need to pinpoint things out. You do not need to keep on hiding it inside yourself, because hiding it inside yourself is really harming yourself. Having a clear conversation why you did this, why you did that, or having a negative emotion and then communicating out, making things clear, gonna make it easy for you and for your partner. So it's really very much important for you to have that. And that's one. Two, every mind takes things in a very different way. So you take things according to your mental health state. So I can take a certain scenario in a way, and someone else takes that certain scenario in a negative or a positive or whatever emotion. So we need to understand that everyone is different. So once you have that understanding, you're going to be able to have that mentality that, oh, everyone is different. Like, let's take an example of two couples in a relationship. One did that. But for the other party, for the other person, he felt bad. Or maybe he thought that he's trying to, you know, break the rules or anything. But maybe he did not intend that. We need to understand very well the intention of everyone. Once you have a clear communication, the intention of each between the two couples is going to be very clear. And then your mind won't go east or west. You know, just keep on thinking, oh, maybe he did that because of this or that. So once you have a good communication between two couples, it's really, again, it makes, it soothes, it makes the relationship very visible. Invisible, I'm sorry, yeah. So it can, you know, understanding each other comes out from communication. You cannot understand one another without a communication. So back again, communication is a very important key.
And I think, like you said, we sometimes think people are going to be thinking or feeling like the same. And I think, like you said, if you're in a relationship, you're in a relationship with someone who's completely different and thinks different to you. There might be similar tendencies, you know, you might connect, but, you know, they might see things different. And I think sometimes we might clash with someone because we automatically think, oh, they think the way that I do, and they're going to react the same way as me and communicate the same. And I think male and females do and can have communicate differently. Yeah.
Yes. And it's very different.
Some people will be direct and say something straight away, or some of it might be going on and then a week or two goes by and then they communicate what's going on. And it's
very much, I very much agree. So yeah, that's very basic. We need to understand that male and female have a different perspective or different understanding. That's what having that a female can have a communication easier than a male, for example. We need to have this to understanding. Male, so the guys usually they prefer to be straight ahead, but a girl can come around asking things in a different way. Another girl would understand her intention, but a guy would not understand her intention. So we really need to be having a very clear communication of what you are trying to say. That clear communication is going to come through understanding one another. So understanding is as well very important in a love relationship.
Yeah, no, most definitely. And like, as well, like, to do with like love in relationships, I mean, do you think that is a topic? I mean, it's quite a deep topic. I mean, they're all deep topics, but in going into a relationship or loving someone, you know, part of you has to love yourself, don't you? I think, and get to know yourself. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we all have baggage and stuff, we all have insecurities or whatever. But, you know, you only from past experience, you know, if someone doesn't love themselves, they'll want that from you, for you to they'll put on you for you to give them that love. And it's like almost feeling like an empty kind of like a black hole. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Because they're not loving themselves.
Feeling hungry for love. That's so very first thing is we need to understand the word love. Love then comes love relationship. So in order to understand love, love is a self-love. Love is a state of our mind. That's first. Second, love is an energy. You take it out. You give it out, I mean. So you build it inside you, then you get it outside. You already have the love, but you need to find it. In order to find the love, you need to find self. Self is very important. So you need to give that love to the self. Therefore, outside is a reflection of the inside. So outside going to become more of an energy, reflection of your inner self-love. So that's the very first. Second comes love relationship is a very different than normal, typical love that nowadays people think of. Demanding love. Love is never supposed to be demanded. Love is given in a way that is different than what people really think it is supposed to be. Love has a very wide definition. Love relationship is very different. Love relationship is, so we have spoken of loving yourself. So once you love yourself, you're going to have an integrity. You're going to have a respect. You're going to have all the basic good things that you really give it to your own self. So therefore a reflection to the outside. So you're going to be, love relationship is more of what you give it inside. You're supposed to give it, you're going to be giving it outside. So love relationship is more of respecting another, communication, and trusting one another. And there's too many things, man. It's only growth. Through love comes growth. Without love, there's no growth. And if there is no growth, there's no love, true love relationship. Because if there isn't, it's like one loving another and they keep on raising up, you know? So you love, it's not, so let's think it in this way. So if we are demanding love, you're demanding love, so you go up, demanding love up, but the other one is down. Going up. So that's not a true love relationship. So love has to be given one another, and then that's keeps on growth. So love, that's love. That's a true love. That's how. So once you really love yourself from the inside, you're gonna automatically, once you want your partner, your loved partner to grow up with you. So how this is expressed through understanding, through being there for one another, and having a clear communication, as we have really mentioned, because through communication, things get very clear, because without a communication, things get blocked. So through this blockage, you hurt yourself. Therefore, you can hurt another. So we said everything is a reflection from the inside. So communication starts from inside. Love starts from the inside. Being clear to yourself is from the inside. When we speak about love, we say love is a trust. Love is growth. Love is true. Love can be, as I have mentioned, love is a state of mind. So love is a complex of too many things. Of commitment, of trust, of giving out what you would give yourself. You know, you're not supposed to wait, because if you notice yourself waiting for love, it's a definitely an alert that you're not giving yourself. So if you're waiting, you're a beggar, and I'm sorry for the word, but yeah, it's like begging someone to come and give you love. Why are you waiting? Why literally are you waiting for someone to give you love, to give you trust, to say you're beautiful? You don't need that. I mean, like if you're satisfied with yourself, that's not love. I mean, like that's not love relationship. Love is self-love and the reflection. That's it. I mean, love relationship is growing one another, nothing but that. Growing one another, everything comes in a very good living, healthy, very healthy living. So yeah, that's what I really believe about true love relationship is a very beautiful thing one would experience. It's literally a reflection that's inside you, and you would like to see it in another. So when once you give it to your partner, that's a most beautiful thing. I mean, like, what's inside you, giving you, then comes a reflection of the person. If the other person is growing, that means that you're giving a very good, because it's an energy at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So giving out energy of a love, you're gonna automatically grow.
Yeah, and I think that's how it should work, shouldn't it? Really, that's, you know, like you said, if someone, you know, don't love themselves and they're taking from the other person, and you're boosting them up, but like your energy's going down. Yes. But like on that scale, like you said, you know, love is energy, you know, relationships, and you should be able to grow with the other person. You know, you might be they might be triggered, you might fall out, but then it's how you communicate and come back to one another.
I agree.
You should be able to move through things, but like you said, you have to communicate so you can grow and move through things. And those blockages, you know, people don't communicate, you know, it's like, that's energy, isn't it? You know, people holding on to something, the other person's going to pick it up. And that, you know, it's like a circle, isn't it? You know, if you have like two people, everyone's got their own stuff, you know,
everyone's got their own baggage.
Yeah. And, you know, if one person's weighing it down or the other person's weighing it down, then I think it's like, if you have those kind of things weighing it down, you communicate, and then they kind of, you move through them, don't you? And you understand it.
You do it together. Yeah. That blockage, you're responsible with your partner to get it out. It's very important. Therefore, communication that's why it's a very essential part of a true relationship. So you need to, you know, but communication has rules. Mm-hmm. In order to have a healthy relationship, I mean, like a healthy communication, that's very important for you to know the time of the communication. You need to not let your negative thoughts pass you. Because if your thoughts are not really controlled, you're gonna be just like spitting out whatever in your mind.
I know what you mean. And, you know, you have to be very mindful, don't you, of what you're thinking and tune into yourself. And
you have to be very honest.
Yeah. And, like, there's one thing that I'm just missing is, like, listening. Like, do you think that that kind of comes into it as well, like, listening?
That's another rule. So communication is giving and taking. It's literally have to be giving and taking. Some of people consider communication just giving. No, that's an order. That's not a communication at all. So in order for you to work things out, you have to give and you take. And then you come up with a solution. And that solution doesn't really require it be a very certain things. No, it can be a multiple of options. So it's both party communicating and then coming to a solution that would take that relationship into growth. So it doesn't have to be favored to any party, neither mine, neither the other one. So some people go communicate and expecting a certain thing. That's wrong. You can't expect anything. So because it's an open end communication, your understanding. So yeah, once this happens, you know, you can always grow because it's a communication. There's a different communication because of a love or communication because of your ego. That's very important. You know, you really have to identify the type of communication you're going to have because an ego can have it, call it a communication, but in real, it's an ego wants. That ego wants to rule the relationship, and that doesn't work. That's a very toxic relationship. It is not
sustainable.
Yes, absolutely, it's not.
Because I think, like you said, with the ego, it's we have to have that ego in check, don't we? Like I think in relationships, like you said, if people's we all have an ego. Sometimes, if we're not careful, our ego can probably play a part in relationships and noticing that balance, you know, of who we are and the ego, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
And that's quite deep because I think that the ego and ourselves is a process for our life, isn't it, really? I don't think it's kind of having that fine balance, that tune balance with our ego and who we are.
Very much.
In all aspects.
Very much. You need to, so in order to have a healthy relationship, you cannot have a healthy true love relationship until you really understand who you are. In order to understand who you are, you need to identify me, self, ego. So it's literally human are very complex things at a time. So there is me, which is the higher self. Then there is the self, then there is the ego. So ego is more like the evil, and self is more the good self, the good you, and the white part. As we are divided into black and white, then there is the person who is controlling that black and white. So it's the higher self, the self, and the ego. That's how it is. Yeah, you have to understand it. You have to understand the ego. You have to be really friendly with your ego. You have to be very understanding and very loving to yourself. And you have to know the higher self. It's very important. It's really, really important. I believe you cannot have a good relationship if you don't have a balance between those three. Without a balance of those three, you never balance. So how are you expecting to have a healthy relationship? So the ego usually seek out a relationship because it does not have a good relationship with the I or the self. So because you don't have a good relationship with your own self and your ego, it seeks out from the outside. And then it expects it to be more of control of the other one. So that's a very toxic one. You cannot control one. You cannot control another. You can only control yourself. So self is divided between a black and a white. It's a very deep topic, but yeah, that's how I can put it up in a very simple way. You, self, and ego. That's very important. You need to have a health relationship with them three in order for you to have a very good understanding and give very good communication, trust, and love. So therefore, another.
Yeah, because I think like if people they don't really know themselves, or they don't like themselves, or they don't love themselves, you know, if you're in that state, emotional state, and you feel a way about yourself, you shouldn't really, you know, be going into relationships, should you? Or you should be honest with yourself and maybe the other person and say, look, you know, I am working on things and being accountable with that. Some people sometimes might be like blaming the other person for their own shit and be like, it's not me, it's you. And projecting their stuff onto the other person.
And that's because outside is only a reflection of the inside.
Yeah.
So once you need outside, you need to have a very good understanding that you need it from the inside. Mm-hmm. What you seek outside is supposed to be given inside.
Yeah, definitely.
You're not supposed to be seeking out. You're supposed to be giving out in. Mm-hmm. Therefore, outside is not your job. Outside is going to be coming automatically once you have your work done from the inside. You need to have shadow work, where you really need to figure out your own negative emotions. You really need to get rid of them. Because if you did not get rid of them, you literally just bleed on another. And bleeding on another is a very unhealthy thing to be done.
Because, like you said, you know, it's an inside thing that then is reflected on an outside thing. I remember in the past, I was afraid and insecure to commit to a relationship. So I would get so far into this relationship and the other person would get attached. But because of my insecurities, I was like, I don't actually want to be with you. And that other person would get hurt. And that happened quite a few times, you know, like in the past. And I had to wake up because I realized that I was started to like this particular person at the time. This is years ago. And she did the same to me, what I was doing to other people. Because she didn't want to go, I got attached. Then she was like, I don't actually want a relationship. And then I realized, oh, that's what I was doing to other people. And then I stopped doing it. But that was something in me that was playing out externally. And then it kind of came full circle, hit me in the face. And then I kind of woke up. So it's like you said, it's all kind of, you know, within us, and how we are inside plays out externally, doesn't it?
Absolutely. We really need to have a very good understanding of our own self. So you cannot expect from the outside as long as you have work to do from the inside. You cannot, because again, normal love that nowadays that's happening, it's going to be ending. It usually ends up failing. Why does it end up failing? Because as we said, it's a skill. So you keep on asking, growing. And that when you reach that point, and then this person, he's very down. He won't be able to give love anymore. So you see the gap have become very big. So once the gap is very big, the expectation of the person on a higher level gonna be having a higher expectation from the one down. But the person down there, he won't be able to really give you, you know, because the gap have been very big. So therefore this person flies away. And the person that keeps on giving, you're gonna go deeper down. Because he as well kept on giving, lived his whole life on giving, but no more able to give. So that's a skill that's very important to be balanced. Otherwise, this person gonna fade away because it's hungry. So it needs, it's hungry. It needs what's it have been used on getting. So it's hungry. So it's gonna have to fly away because the person is down there is not able to, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
Really give it. Give what it's expecting, and the expectation here is very high. So therefore, it flies away. you're going to go to another person, another victim, and keep on, you know, getting again, feeding. Yeah. And if that person did not feed, this person is going to feel very irritated. Very, very, very irritated that and it can be, it either going to fly or either going to be toxic to that new person, you know, because that's how we used to run.
It's almost like, you know, like a narcissist and an empath, isn't it? Narcissistic people will target empaths like that. Do you know what I mean? I can relate to that because I've been in that in the past. You know, if you're an empathic person, and sometimes they will target empaths because, you know, we're giving people, and they will just kind of leech off you and then go, thank you very much.
Yes, and that really happens because we need to understand that childhood trauma is real.
Yeah.
Childhood trauma can be very real. So the person who's hungry, living hungry, waiting for love, is a person who has not got love from the family. So it's fine. It's all right. We're all a victim over here. And we need to understand this very, very well, that, oh, I'm having a childhood trauma. So because I late love. So because I'm late in love, I need to give it to myself first. We need to come to that understanding. And we need to be very cautious while approaching one another or giving a commitment. Because giving a commitment, you have to really be up to that commitment, or else you aren't authentic anymore. And that can break your trust to your own self. Can you see how it gets accumulated? So yeah, you're not understanding that you have a trauma, you're not understanding that you're late in love, and you're not understanding that you're not supposed to expect from the outside, rather you're supposed to give your inside, and then breaking the commitment that you have made. You're going to be asking yourself, why have I broken the commitment? I mean, like, I did not feel good anymore. The question comes up, why did I not feel good anymore? It's as simple as that. So you need to keep on it. We human beings are a progress of growth, progress of healing, a progress of understanding self. You are the only, yourself is the job that you're supposed to be doing. Be good to yourself, understand the self, understand what's missing in you, understand the part that needs to be healed, and outside gonna fall into place. It's as simple as that. You need to have control over your ego, over the self. That's as simple as that.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And I think, you know, I they're really, really true and great points. And I think, like you said, a lot of it, I mean, relationships and love and communication is a really deep topic. There's so many layers to it, isn't there? But I think, like you said, people have to, you know themselves, love themselves, understand, you know, like, their energy and what they're giving, what they're giving to themselves.
Absolutely.
And someone said to me, like, you can't pour from an empty cup. And it's like, if your energy levels aren't 100% or where they're meant to be, you can't really do the things that you really need to be, or you can't be that person in that relationship, can you? You're not going to be able to do your job as effectively. So it's important that we're mindful of what kind of relationship that we're in, if we're getting back what we're putting out. You know, communication, what we're communicating forward is coming back to us. And if things aren't going well, we communicate that. If the other person acknowledges it, and they, you know, if they have things to say, we acknowledge it and we work on whatever we need to work on and address it. That's like accountability, isn't it? You know, being accountable for what's going on.
Yes, very much. You need to be accountable of your own self. You know? You're not supposed to expect someone else to make you happy. That's crazy, man. That's madness. It's literally madness to expect someone else to make you happy. It's very toxic because that's like more of like a, you know, a vampire, you know, sucking out the other person because
definitely.
I mean, like expecting him to keep on making you happy, that's crazy, you know? It's literally you who need to do the work to your own self to get the happiness. In order to be happy, you do not wait for the other person to make you happy. No, you do not. You really need to make yourself happy. So happiness is a mind state. Once you have that mind state, you're going to be having a very healthy relationship. That's the best relationship anyone can be having. You cannot have growth without a healthy environment to go through, without sensing happiness or without sensing life. That's very important. I mean, like, you literally, as if like you're expecting the other person to give you his own life. Does that make any sense? Absolutely, it's not. So a true love relationship is a hell of a work you need to do. It's a commitment you are, and that work is not toward another. No, it's not. It's toward yourself. Only yourself. As we said, outside is only a reflection of the inside. So that's it. Right? I mean, like, expecting someone to love you, expecting someone to give you to keep on expecting to take is something very toxic, because you cannot take outside essentials of life like trust, love, good words, or you know, all these things. You cannot expect it from the outside. What if the other person have passed away? So how are you going to be living? How are you going to be living your life if that person who you have been used to keep on giving you died? You're going to be miserable, literally miserable, because you're going to be kept starving. You are used to keep on being fed of love or trust or good words or whatever from someone else. That doesn't make any sense. That other person is supposed to be giving it to the self, because if you're expecting from me, then who's going to be giving me? You? Like, you're going to be, and one day you won't be there. So it's really crazy, you know, it's a man in the mind.
Yeah, I think that's a lot of inner work in people, isn't it? You know, they need to realize they're not quite that place yet. Or they don't have that relationship with themselves yet, where they can give to themselves the same, you know, as to someone else. And I think it's what you see play out in a lot of society, in the media, in a lot of people in relationships or marriages or whatever, and they break up with that person. And I know sometimes people meet someone else very quickly. Sometimes people are afraid of being by themselves, and their attachment has to be to someone else to fill that gap, right? And they don't want to go into that.
You don't like the self. How can you be attached to the self if you do not like it? It's like you're having a baby that you have never taken care of, and that baby looks ugly. Of course you wouldn't be wanting it. Of course not. So you need to understand that you have a self, and you need to nourish that self with love, with trust, with integrity, with commitment. Those are the essential keys of a successful person. In order to have a successful relationship, you need those essential things. Does it make any sense?
Yeah, of course it makes sense. Yeah, definitely. I think
it's a very simple yet complicated.
Yeah, it's simple, but yeah, it's complicated, because I think if you take into account, you know, probably childhood, you know, negative past experiences, if you throw that, I'm not saying that as an excuse, but for some people, if they've their childhood and they've seen certain things go off in their family, then they might take that on board and think, oh, well, this is how it is. And then if they've had bad experiences, then it gives them insecurities. Mm-hmm. And then you think the next person you meet is going to be like that, the past situation. And that's
very wrong.
Yeah. And we get, I think, you know, like, we're only human and we do get triggered, but I've been working through stuff, you know, I might get triggered by stuff that isn't the current relationship. It might be the past one or the one before that.
Yes. So see, over here you are having those understandings because you have digged into yourself. You have knowledge. You understand that it starts from the self. You need to resolve self. So over here, you're having the understanding that what that if that's wrong, that could be me as well. So we need to dig inside myself, because we cannot be pointing our fingers while we have our own trash. It's very toxic to pinpoint things while you're having garbage from the inside. So that's not my problem. That's your problem, that you really need to figure it out. It's a clear communication, man. That's communication with the self is very important. You need to really understand yourself. If it's not going anywhere, you need to really know what's going on wrong. Yeah. It's very important to have a questions. Question is very important. Questions is essential part for answers to pop up. You cannot be asking outside. Asking outside is a very direct things, but no, asking inside is a direct, and then outside. So once you have a good communication inside, you're going to be having understanding of the self. Then other communication going to be having an understanding of the other person. So you see?
Yeah.
Or, so it's two person. So what the problem with a relationship, people think they're like one. No, you're not one. You're absolutely not one. No, you're not one. One is you yourself. That's it. And then another, that's why it's called a relationship. It's a relationship between two or more, you know. But when it comes to a love relationship, you really have to, it's a relationship of two growing one another. That's why we came over here, to grow each, to support each other.
Yeah, definitely.
That's it.
Yeah. I think that's really well said. And I think that's where people get it mixed up. People get it twisted, and they think they don't understand that. They fail to misread that situation in that way. You know what I mean?
Yes. Very much, yes. That's what literally going on. So we really have to, you know, in order for you to have a clear vision, you need to clean. I mean, like, you need to have a clean yourself. Yeah. In order to have, because outside is only a reflection of our inside.
Definitely.
So there is basics, man, before getting into a love relationship, we really have to understand. But it's very okay if we do not have that understanding, but we need to be very open to learning, because if we were not open to learning, and we stick to whatever toxic mentality we have, that would be bleeding on another. And you were not here in this war to bleed another. No, you were supposed to only lighten one another, not bleed.
Yeah, man, definitely.
It's very important, man, to have. It's very important in order to have a relationship with another, to have a very good relationship with the self. You need always to begin with the self, because without beginning with the self, it's always going to be very complicated. And the other thing is, being open would allow the other person through their own experience of life. So here comes the advantage of the other person. So it's from the other relation, from your partner. So you take in his experience. Maybe you have a good experience. Maybe if you're doing wrong through communication, you're going to have that trust. While having that trust, you know, you're gonna work things in if you're open to positive comments or communication. You know,
yeah, definitely. I think it's definitely key. I think, you know, you have to work on yourself, don't you, and come to yourself. And you know, the whole thing is a process that, you know, we're constantly growing and learning and taking on board new things, and that's how it should be in life and, you know, in relationships. And yes. I think, you know, we covered some good topics today, and, you know, we'll definitely do another part where we'll cover other topics as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, where can people find you on social media, Uden? Where can people find you, Itai?
I'm sorry, come again. I didn't get
that. Where can people find you on social media? Like,
social media, I'm over there, Coach dot Odin, ODIN, Coach COIACH dot ODIN. That's Coach Odin.
Yeah, awesome, man. And it's always a pleasure talking to you, Odin. And you know, I wish you the best in all you're doing, and I look forward to next time.
Pleasure is mine, man. I'm very happy having a very healthy conversation over here. Having a healthy conversation, I take it into consideration for growing. And I really thank you for that, man. Thank you for your time. I really appreciate it.
Until you're welcome too, man. Yeah, take care, man.
All right, man. Got it.